Welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. Today is November 19th, the Wednesday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time, and my name is Father Clint Honkamp, coming to you from my hermitage at St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Today's Gospel passage is from Luke, chapter 19 through 12 through 14. A nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, "Engage in trade with these until I return." His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, "We do not want this man to be our king." In today's gospel, Jesus tells us a story that seems at first glance to be about business. A nobleman leaves to obtain kingship and entrusts his servants with gold coins, saying, "Engage in trade until I return." But when he comes back, he finds that while some servants have been faithful and fruitful, others have done nothing with what they were given. And then there is the chilling line, "His fellow citizens despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, 'We do not want this man to be our king.'" At first, it sounds like a tale of economics or politics, yet beneath the surface, it is profoundly spiritual. It is, in fact, a mirror of the Christian life, a story about trust, responsibility, and the human heart's relationship to Christ the King. The nobleman in the parable represents Christ himself. Jesus tells this story as he approaches Jerusalem, the city where he will soon be crowned with thorns, not with gold. He's preparing his disciples for what is about to happen, his departure through death, resurrection, and ascension. He will go to a distant country, to the Father, to receive his kingship. But before leaving, he entrusts his servants, that is, each of us, with something precious. Notice that he doesn't give each servant an equal share of his fortune, because he is testing something deeper, not their financial skill, but their faithfulness. Each receives a mina, a small but significant trust, and the command, "Engage in trade until I return." The command sums up the Christian vocation. It means live fruitfully while you wait for me. Use what I've given you. Don't waste time. Don't bury my gifts. Build my kingdom. What are these gold coins we've been given? They're not pieces of metal. They are the treasures of grace. Our gifts, our talents, opportunities, and relationships that God has entrusted to each of us. For one person, the coin may be a gift for compassion, the ability to listen deeply and comfort the suffering. For another, it might be the gift of faith, the capacity to pray, to believe, to persevere when others lose hope. For a third, it could be creativity, intelligence, leadership, humor, patience, or the courage to speak the truth. Every one of us has been given something of the King's wealth, and the Lord's expectation is simple but serious. Invest it. Use it for love. Use it for mercy. Use it to bring my presence into the world. The tragedy of the unfaithful servant It's not that he stole the money, but that he did nothing. Out of fear or laziness or indifference, he buried the coin in the ground. He wasted his life by playing it safe. That's the subtle danger for many of us. We may not rebel outright against Christ's kingship, but we live as if his gifts are meant to be preserved, not multiplied. We hide our faith, silence our witness, or hold back our generosity, and so our spiritual wealth stays buried, unused, unshared, unfruitful. The citizens who reject the nobleman echo the deeper drama of human freedom. There is in every age a resistance to letting God be God. "We do not want this man to be our king," they cried, and that cry echoes in our culture today. Whenever we push God to the margins of life, in our politics, our families, or our consciences, we are saying, "We do not have, and do not, we will not have, this man rule over us." The modern world often prizes autonomy above all else, but that autonomy can quickly harden into rebellion. When Christ's authority is rejected, humanity becomes its own tyrant. But for those who accept his kingship, something beautiful happens. The gifts he entrusts us with begin to bear fruit. The more we give, the more we receive. The more we trust, the more our hearts expand. The one who buried his coin thought he was protecting it, but in the end he lost everything. Those who invested theirs found that grace multiplies when it is shared. This parable is told in the shadow of the cross and the light of eternity. As we near the end of the liturgical year, the Church invites us to remember that Christ will return as the nobleman who comes back to settle accounts and reward his faithful servants. It's not meant to frighten us, but to awaken us. God's judgment is not about condemnation, but completion. It's the moment when the Lord sees what we've done with his gifts and says, "Well done, good servant. Come share your master's joy." And so we ask ourselves, am I living like someone entrusted with the king's treasure? Am I cultivating the gifts he's given me, or letting them lie dormant? Am I willing to let Christ truly reign in my life, not only as my Savior, but as my King? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have gone to prepare a place for us, and you will return in glory. Until that day, help us to be faithful with what you have entrusted to us. Let our love multiply, our mercy deepen, and our faith bear fruit. Free us from fear and apathy, and make us bold servants of your grace. May we never say, "We do not want this man to be our king," but instead proclaim with joy, "Jesus Christ is Lord, now and forever. Amen." If you found a blessing in these few words this day, I invite you to share them with others and perhaps invite them to join us here at My Hermitage, where we reflect together over the word of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May God bless you today and keep you safe.